This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Last October, we kicked off Good Gig, a series of conversations with individuals who've landed their dream job. Since then, we've talked to several people with interesting gigs, from a rare bookseller to a color expert, even to a fire repeller. And now we're going to play the conversation that inspired the series in the first place. Making a living as an artist can be tough, but Arthur Lean has managed to do it sketching courtroom proceedings. And like any aspiring law professional, he's worked his way up the ladder and is now sketch artist for the U.S. Supreme Court. He joined Word of Mouth to talk about his good gig, and I started by asking him how someone enters the business of courtroom sketching in the first place.
It is a kind of a dream job, and I pretty much just fell into it. Our governor in Maryland was going on trial, and I had just graduated from art school. And a local television station was looking for somebody, and that's how I got my start.
So you're normally hired by television stations or maybe newspapers?
Well, I've been doing this for a long time now, and since 1980, I've been under contract with NBC News in Washington, D.C. And recently, I started working for SCOTUS blog as well.
Mm-hmm. So how does one work one's way up to SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States, the pinnacle of courtroom dramas, I guess?
Well, actually, it's the first place I went to in D.C.
No kidding.
After that first trial and a couple other hearings in Baltimore, I wrote letters to the three networks. There were only three at the time. And CBS invited me to come and try out. And their artist at the time was a man named Howard Brody, who was a great, great sketch artist. He had been a war correspondent and, sketched World War II and Korea. And he took me around, and he first took me to the Supreme Court, and then later that day to the U.S. Senate, which didn't have cameras at that time.
So how long ago was that?
That would have been in 77, mm-hmm. I believe.
So how about the timeline for turning these around? How quickly are you required to get these images ready for camera?
Well, it used to be you just had nightly news to worry about. Now, of course, there's a 24-hour news cycle, so the joke is you go into the courtroom and take your seat, and before anything even has begun, the producer says, "Do you have anything we can shoot right now?" But I generally need about an hour and a half.
Wow. Sketch artists and stenographers, they were once courtroom staples, right? Now technology has certainly changed things for stenographers. Any notable changes in the way you do your work over the past couple of decades, besides churning it out for not just the nightly news?
Well, I get these questions from young artists wanting to go into the field, mm-hmm. and I always tell them that it's a dying art, which it is. There are far fewer venues. There's cameras in a lot of the courts. The Senate, of course, has cameras. And eventually the Supreme Court will have cameras. So my days are numbered.
Mm.
There's no stopping technology. And once Google Glasses become popular, I think that's going to be the end of it.
I recently interviewed Justice Sotomayor, who told me that she is really relieved because she was having her makeup done for the stage, and she thought, if I had to do this every day, look the best. Yeah, that would not be something she would be in favor of.
Well, when people ask my opinion about cameras in the Supreme Court, of course, whatever I say, they're going to say, well, this is a guy who has a financial interest in this.
Mm.
But looking at it from the point of view of one of the justices, I would definitely, think about it twice.
Well, what do you think you get in a sketch made over, several minutes compared to a photograph that just gets one little glimpse and captures one moment in time?
Well, I think the sketch is more like a reporter writing a story. I get to condense things together. And I get to, I have to edit some stuff out of it. So obviously there's a lot I miss, too, because, I'm trying to produce this drawing at the same time that, things are happening in real time.
But obviously you're listening of what's going on, and I'm wondering about the actual decisions being handed down by the court. Do you think your feelings about a case or about somebody who's arguing a case
has ever entered your work or has ever sort of influenced your work in any way?
I don't think so. I do try to capture what I see. You know, if I see a lot of emotion in a lawyer arguing before the court, I'm going to try and convey that. I really go out of my way not to put my own feelings into it. You know, I'm not going to make this lawyer ugly if I don't agree with his side, you know.
Twisting his mustache.
Right. And, you know, it's enough of a struggle just to try and get a passable likeness, you know, to get a gesture right or the position of the, you know, the way somebody holds themselves. It's very hard to listen to what's actually being said. And I don't think I'm as good at that as maybe some of my colleagues. I sort of get in the zone when I'm drawing, and I think my drawings are good because of that. But sometimes I miss what's going on.
We're speaking with Art Lean. He has the extremely rare and, as he says, disappearing job of a Supreme Court sketch artist. Are courtroom sketch artists tight-knit, or is there competition between the artists?
It depends. In Washington, D.C., we're pretty tight-knit. There are really just three of us right now. Dana Verkuterin, Bill Hennessy, and myself. From what I understand, the New York scene is very competitive. There are some artists trying to undercut others. And I think everybody up in New York is freelance. So it's sort of like whoever runs out of the courthouse with the sketches first sometimes gets the job.
I wonder about what's going on for you artistically. You said that you were an art student when you took this up. Is there any part of you that, you know, wants to experiment, wants to play around with things, or do you feel like, well, this is what is expected and this is what I have to deliver?
No, I play around a lot, and I change my media, probably every 10 years or so. Right now, a few years ago, just before the Sandusky trial, I switched over from markers to watercolor, and I'm having a lot of fun with it.
So. Oh, watercolor must be really interesting to work with in the courtroom.
It's great. It's great. And pencil. It's just so simple. And, one thing you have to bear in mind is sometimes I get sent out of town, mm-hmm. and you have to have use supplies that you can buy in any town, you know. So pencil and watercolor, that's pretty much universal.
So I know you don't only cover Supreme Court cases, but is there a particular justice that you like to sketch?
I would have to say Sotomayor.
Really?
For one thing, she sits closest to the press section, and she also looks over in our direction all the time. Mm-hmm. We've often wondered about that, whether she's just turning her head so that she can hear better. But, she's great to draw, and she's got these big earrings and, bangles, and she's very active in questioning. So I think right now my favorite is Sotomayor.
Wondering about, for you, Art, any particularly memorable cases, you know, that are funny or surprising stories from your career that just stick out for you?
Oh, you know, there probably are. I'm going a little blank right now. I'll say the toughest case I ever covered was the McVeigh trial.
Oh, you did that.
Huh. Yeah, and we did a nightly news story every single night. It was really, really stressful.
I mean, obviously it was a pretty fraught case, but I'm wondering what made it so difficult out of all of them for you.
You know, the pressure and the testimony was just awful. And it just was sort of unrelenting. And the pace, it actually moved along very quickly. You know, I just found that on the weekends, by Sunday evening, I was just starting to feel normal again. Hmm. You know, what was also strange was, I think, McVeigh, the way each day he would come into the courtroom with a big smile and, sort of like, it just was a very, very strange juxtaposition, seeing the victims there and McVeigh, who just seemed to think that he had done a great thing, you know.
So that's a pretty grim picture. Any trials in particular that stick out for just giving you a lot of hope that justice will be done?
Boy, there haven't been very many of those. I guess, a lot of the abscam trials were pretty amusing.
So you got to draw the guy who in the movie Christian Bale played with a comb over?
You know, I haven't seen that movie yet, but I believe what's his name, Weinberg?
Yes.
I believe I did. Yeah, somewhere I have those sketches, and I need to dig them up.
Well, what an archive you must have.
Well, yeah, I have a huge archive, and I'm in the process of trying to put everything online in an archive. So I have a lot of scanning to do, and hopefully I'll get it done.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Courtroom sketch artist for NBC and also now for SCOTUS blog Art Lean. You can see examples of his work and find a link to his website at wordofmouthradio.org.